El Salvador has now been living in a state of emergency for more than 3 months as the government tries to dismantle the country's gangs. Civil rights suspended as authorities detain tens of thousands. And that state of emergency has just been extended for another month by a Congress dominated by the ruling party. They say that won't be the end of it.
We'll do it as many times as is necessary. We're going to approve it until we finish off the last gang member in the country.
Many Salvadorans support that. This is a country in which whole neighborhoods have suffered extortion, rape, and killing over decades at the hands of gangsters called maras. But human rights organizations say the arrests have been incredibly arbitrary and can be based on nothing more than a tattoo or living in the wrong part of town.
We've seen mass hearings where judges are ruling on the fate of hundreds of people at a time, meaning that they don't have the right to a proper defence. We've seen violations of the presumption of innocence. And we've even spoken to judges and other members of the justice system about attacks on the judicial system. And they told us that they've been getting pressure from above not to acquit anybody.
As a result, El Salvador's prisons are so packed that the government's planning to build new ones.
The conditions are horrifying. There's massive overcrowding. Over 1% of El Salvador's population is now in prison, which means it's overtaken the US to hold the world's highest incarceration rate. We've documented cases of torture and ill treatment inside detention centres.
But El Salvador's president says he's only going to get tougher after the killing of three police officers in an ambush on Tuesday.
The gang members are stupid. We're not going to back down. We are not even going to stay the same. What we are going to do is intensify this war against gangs.
There are questions over both whether that will work, other Salvadoran governments have also tried to crack down hard without success, and how many innocents will be left in the country's prisons when this is over. John Holman, Al Jazeera.